Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the daily go get amazing show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sunshine 752. This your daily go get amazing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So this is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, right? And tonight we're talking about one night stands and one hit wonders. One night stands and one hit wonders. What do you know, Stacy? Why? Thanks for coming on through. Hope you're feeling all righty. A carry right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your side. Word. What do you know about having a one-night stand? Have you ever had one? I mean, we're all adults. You know, we've all had a past. We've all been young before, wild, some of us. You know, even some of us that weren't wild. Sometimes the situation may have been so palatable. It may have seemed like such a good thing to do at the time that you may have taken a little chance. You may have gone out on a limb. I'm out on a limb. I'm giving in to you again. Sometimes it's like that. You know, with consenting adults, hopefully you are consenting adult. But a lot of times when you are a teenager, you will make these types of mistakes. You know, do it with somebody just because your friend is doing it with somebody. Taking one for the team, being somebody's wingman. Well, you got to do it because I'm doing it. And the only way I'm going to get to do it is if you do it to a friend. Well, her friend might not be somebody that you wanted to do it to. But you did it. I mean, you got your little shit off. I mean, there's only one way that a man could do it anyway. He got to be able to be in shape to do it. If you ain't in shape, it ain't going to matter. But, yeah. So in situations like that, yeah, you may find yourself in a sexual encounter with somebody that you may not hear from or see ever again, or may not even want to see or hear from again. And so the thing went down, but that's all it's going to be. One night stand, boom. One night stand can happen in the daytime, by the way. You know, people always associate sex with nighttime. It can happen in the daytime. It can definitely happen in the daytime. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain? My good friend, she's my favorita. Always great to see ya. And my big sis, Robin Ming is here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And Ansel Jones, Baltimore brothers, girls can't leave him alone. What's going on, my man? It's good to see y'all some here. Good to see me some y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. So we're talking about one night stands and one hit wonders. We haven't really gotten into the one hit wonder thing yet. We are trying to define what a one night stand is to you. A lot of people think that or feel that or say that a one night stand is when you have sex with somebody one time only and you never saw them again. You never hear from them again. Think what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now, it's a funny thing about this theory of a one-night stand, because I bet that you could consider, well, no, you know what, before I even say that, let me ask if I can qualify this. Would you consider sex with a prostitute one time to be a one-night stand? A lot of people are probably going to say no, because they're going to say, well, no, that was prostitution. It would be weird if you paid for a prostitute twice. I'm like, well, I guess y'all don't think that prostitutes have regular customers, because they do. How you think they stay paid? Well, how you think they get paid? They got people on a regular. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it like you can. Nobody. So, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill, and Job Biggs. Thanks for throwing on. Thanks for coming through, kid. I'm always glad to see you, and I'm glad that you did. So, yeah, why can't you consider having sex with a prostitute one time? A one night stand. Does it disqualify a sexual experience from being a one night stand if you pay for it? So you only paid for it once. Might have still had sex with her again. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, a lot of people believe that a one night stand is when you only have sex with a person one time. You never see or hear them again. So you may have caught them out there or got caught out there while you were on vacation, went on a cruise. You didn't go on a cruise with your man or your woman or whatever. You know, you was feeling kind of horny, kind of frisky, kind of wanted to get your feet wet while you was on that boat. You met somebody at the little club or the casino or in the gift shop on the boat. You was shopping. Next thing you know, so y'all locked eyes and like, oh, you on this cruise with somebody? No. How about you? No. Okay. Well, you want to go out tonight? Do you want to go out tonight? Do you want? Thing about it is, if you on that cruise, if y'all on the same boat with each other, unless it's the last night of the cruise, you're probably going to see that person again, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have sex with them again. So does that disqualify that from being a one-night stand because you did see them again? You did see them again. So does that take away the ability for that to be a one-night stand? If you are the type that believes that a one-night stand is when you have sex with somebody only one time and never see them again or hear from them again. Well, like I said, I believe that a one night stand is when you only have sex with one person. I mean, when you only have sex with a person one time. That's it. That's it. You might know the person, but y'all still only did it one time and y'all ain't gonna do it again, which may introduce the word one-hit wonder. Now, we think about the term one-hit wonder to describe musical artists who came out with a hit and they never came out with another follow-up hit. Or they may have come up with a follow-up hit, but they was on the same single. Sort of like Tone Loc. Wild Thing on one side, Funky Cold Medina on the other side. Two mega hits. One record, a 12-inch. I don't even know if anybody bought Tone Loc's album. But anyway, one-hit wonder. Some people say that Rob Bass was a one-hit wonder with It Takes Two. Well, Rob Bass definitely had more than one hit because he had Joy and Pain. Almost as well, in retrospect, you probably can't say that it was as big of a hit as It Takes Two, but Rob Bass wasn't a one-hit wonder. And he actually had good, he had a good album. He had two albums, but that first album was a good album. I couldn't even hate. He was a party rapper, and I wasn't feeling that, but I couldn't hate on him. He had good songs, good production. Rest in peace, DJ Easy Rock. But we know a string of musical artists who are one-hit wonders. But for our conversation, we're talking about one-hit wonders, like when you have sex with somebody one time and you do not want to have sex with them again and they are wondering why. Or you had sex with somebody one time and they do not want to have sex with you again and you're wondering, well, what happened? I thought we was cool. You tried to play me for a fool the other day. I saw you chilling with another dude. Saw me and the rock was two herbs on the curb. I had to. Anyway, one hit wonder. You may not have had a one night stand in terms of how some people look at what a one night stand is, but you've probably had a one hit wonder. Because one of y'all is wondering, how come you don't want to do it again? I've known plenty of women who said that they had sex with a guy and it was so bad, the sexual experience was so bad, that they did not feel compelled to ever do it with them again. That's a one-hit wonder, because I know that dude was trying to do it again. Now, only you and them know exactly what happened to make you only want to do it with them one time. Some women out here are very, very picky when it comes to who they have sex with. They may, listen, and let me put it this way. I don't mean picky as in selective as far as, you know, I've known chicks that was pretty much hoes who would seem to have sex with any nigga. Almost, but they insisted that the nigga do it to him good. And if he failed, he wasn't getting that no more. Now, she'd give it to anybody, it seemed like. But everybody she gave it to could come back and hit again. If you failed at the mission, she was like, I'm only a hoe to the dudes who know how to do it. I ain't going to be out here being called a hoe over some bad dick. No. So that's a one-hit wonder. Dude might be calling. He might be texting. He might be showing up. He might be, you know, asking questions like, well, you know, so when we going, you know, get back together? When can we go out again? He's trying to start all over again. He know it's a one-hit wonder, but just because you're wondering how come they won't do it again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't know why they don't want to do it with you again. You could have done something during the sexual encounter that really turned them off. And you know what it was. You know what it was. Like maybe you tried to mess with this girl for the longest time. You know what I mean? It's not that you're ugly. It's not that you don't have it going on. It's none of those things. But there was always something about you that she found to be a little apprehensive. And even though she was attracted to you, she was weary of you, leery of you. She was suspicious of you. But she finally gave in. Y'all went out or whatever, however it went, and y'all had sex. And during the sexual encounter, you did something that turned her off like the remote that turns off the TV, the cable box, and the stereo. You turned her off like a universal remote. Everything went off when you turned her off. Maybe you tried to hit her in the dookie. You were supposed to only be trying to hit her in the pee-pee. And you tried to hit her in the dookie, and she wasn't. Listen, from what I understand, I can't speak on this, but from what I understand, a surprise penis to the butthole can be a harrowing experience. And from what I understand, some women take it very personally. Like he was trying to do that. First of all, you don't take it out of the pee-pee and put it in the doo-doo. You gotta change the glove for that. You can't do that on the same sheet. There's a preparation. First of all, the doo-doo gotta be ready. And I'm only talking to the people who get down with the doo-doo. Any woman that's been with me will tell you, oh, don't get down with the doo-doo. Your ass is only to be felt with me. Like, you ain't got to worry about me asking you nothing about that. I'm good. I let the men who do that. To be totally honest with you, I don't like the way I don't like nothing about it. I mean, nothing. There's nothing I like about anal sex. But he might have tried to rush in and get that off. And that might have turned you off so bad, you was like, all right, I'm good. Nope. I'm good. Good. Might have been like that. Could have been something else. Maybe you were drunk. Maybe you were drunk and he was drunk. Or maybe you felt like he got you drunk in order to get you in that position. It wasn't a date rape, but there was definitely a plan in motion. Maybe he heard from somebody that when you get a little drunk, you get a little horny, and he took advantage of the situation. And maybe you would have kept it going, but something about the whole situation, maybe it's something that you don't want to talk about to just anyone, but you didn't appreciate how the whole situation went down. So it's a one-hit wonder. He's wondering why you won't do it to him no more, but he also kind of knows. He might be scared to ask. He might be scared to ask. But you know how it go. One-hit wonders. You know, maybe y'all did it one time. He went back and told everybody y'all did it. Like y'all was teenagers. Locker room talk. And here y'all are, fully grown, supposed to be consenting adults, and are supposed to be full grown adults. You don't be out there telling everybody what we did. I understand you was excited about it. But now you got everybody looking at me funny, like you got all these other niggas thinking they can hit. And you got all these girls over here thinking like, oh, she play that goody two shoes role, but she give it up. I you know, you ain't have to do all of that. You could have been smitten and hitting. You could have been hitting and smitten. But you start rapping and chatting. One hit wonder. Yeah, with a one hit wonder, you had sex with him once. You might see him on a regular basis, talk to him on a regular basis. You making every excuse in the world of how come y'all ain't going to do it again. I'm busy until like next February 14th. My calendar is fully booked until February. I'm doing overtime until February 14th. I know I ain't going to have a life, but I'm saving up to buy this house, $200,000 cash. So, you know, I'm on this mission. So ain't nobody, I'm not going to be dating or doing nothing. I mean, you know, I like you a lot, and I hope you'll wait. But a girl got things she got to do. Whatever. There are times when men don't want to have sex with a woman again. One hit wonder. And you know, women's egos, as far as sex is concerned, you think men are proud of they dick size and all of that kind of stuff. And they are. The men who have that, you know, they relish in it, even if they don't talk about it all the time. You know, in private, they like, yeah, I'm working with this thing. Yeah. Respect mine. Respect, matter of fact, let's ghetto it out. Respect minds. Women are worse. There ain't a woman out there who don't want to think that she got to come back twat. All women want to believe that they got to come back twat, but not all women got to come back twat. But there could be other things besides the twat itself that might make you not want to have sex with a woman again after only having sex with her one time. For example, she may not have been clean. You know, personal hygiene is important, man. And some people slap on that shit. Personal hygiene is very important. At least it is to me. I don't know too many men who desire dirty ass joint, dirty woman. Plus, it says something about a woman that will go see a man or go around a man, go out with a man, and doesn't get herself together first. I ain't saying you got to put on makeup or weaves and all that old bullshit. But you not taking care of your body, making sure, like, for example, I don't care what kind of job you do. I don't care what kind of work you do. If you work all day, if you're going to go somewhere after work or have a one-on-one with somebody that has the potential to get intimate, you should wash your ass first. He might have to or she might have to, you know, you might have to postpone the date until a little bit later, but wash your ass. So in a situation where a woman thought she was fresh all day and come to find out that she wasn't fresh. And that man might be like, yeah, I went ahead and hit. But I'd be damned if I ever do that again. And she might not have been like stinking like she burning or like she been running ball. But it just, you know, made an impression on him. Like, what do you think of me? If you would have sex with me or let me be around you and you all musty and what, like, what kind of, you only, it's obvious you don't respect yourself, but damn, you don't respect me either?
Why?
Now, naturally, a woman or a man ain't supposed to be smelling. We're not supposed to smell like flowers and candy and sweets and all that kind of stuff. And you don't have to smell like that, but you got to wash your ass. And in the case where you have sex with somebody one time and you don't think that they took care out to wash their ass properly, you might not be the type that's confrontational to the point where you like, yo, can you fix that? Or like, listen, I noticed something about you that I don't, you might not want to go there. You might look at it like, look, a woman is supposed to, she got a mother. She got a mother, sisters, aunts, and all that kind of stuff. Ain't nobody tell her that you ain't supposed to be coming around a man, you know what I mean, with funky underarm, stinky feet, her ass that smell like you've been to the bathroom today but didn't, you know what I mean, carry a canteen or something. Wash your ass. One hit wonder. Layla Harris, what's going on, ma? Good to see me some you. And Emily Dunlap in the house said, Emily. Ansel Jones says, military deployments are or can be a long one-night stand, weekends or months together, and plan to be no time after the last nut. Yeah, I understand that. A lot of people know how military personnel get down. And long times away from your family and loved ones and all of that kind of stuff, being put in the situations where is pretty much, well, no, definitely life or death. Yeah. You may take some chances that you may not have otherwise took. Let me see. Stacey White says, first of all, I feel that you have a man around you every day. You need to be, if you have a man around you every day, you need to be clean, fresh, and he needs to be clean. That's just nasty. I feel how you feel. But the evidence shows that some people feel like they can just go. Like, I'm good. And just go. I don't know how anybody who goes to a gym should know that you have to do some things as far as personal hygiene is concerned. You know what I mean? Because when you go to a gym, you're around a whole bunch of people that's sweaty and, you know, they're working out and all of that. So it can get nasty, nasty in the gym or in the locker room. Disgusting. Disgusting. You know, so being around people, like, look, even if you work out at home, I mean, because I don't go to a gym. I work out at home. So when I work out at home, I'll be like, yo, what's up with you? Nigga, ain't nobody but me and your other personality. I'm like, oh, damn. Well, you the one that stink because I'm good. Yeah, well, I'm the one who got in the shower. So I don't know what your excuse is. Yeah. But you can't take that chance around another person, but people do it. People do it all the time. And that can turn into a one-hit wonder. Yeah, he don't want to mess with your stink ass no more because he consider your ass to stink. Just stink. Turn into a one-hit wonder. I've heard of people talk about one-night stands, and I'm like, The thing about a one-night stand in their definition, where they never talk to the person or heard from the person again, to me, that says they got like AIDS and HIV positive written all over it. Like, yo, that would scare the shit out of me. Not only that, it would be kind of demoralizing. Like, anytime I have sex with a woman, you know, she's supposed to be trying to grab my ankles for the rest of my life. Like, who? But that's all ego. But when you talk about sex, you talk about ego. So a one-hit wonder, the craziest shit can happen. Like, for instance, let's say this. A man has sex with a woman, and the woman has a man. She has a man or a husband or something like that. She's messing around on her man, whatever his title is. She's messing around on him. Now, she has sex with this dude. Maybe it's a dude from work. Maybe it's a dude that she met somewhere, whatever, a mutual acquaintance, somebody from back in the day, whatever the case may be. She decides to mess around on her man. Maybe it took her a long time to come to that decision. Maybe it's something she does on the here and there, whatever, when things get rough, when they want to break, whatever they want to call it, whatever the dynamics of their relationship are, when she decides to step out, she steps out. So she steps out this one time. And let's say she has sex with this dude, and he totally knocks it out the box. He do this shit like Joe. He do all the things her man won't do. This is what I do. No, I'm sorry. That's the whispers. Anyway, he do all the things that her man won't do. And he might have had her feeling good as shit to the point where it scared the shit out of her. Like, ain't no man supposed to have me coming like that. Not only that, I'm not going to be able to have sex with my husband or my man or whatever for a good while, because this man done reamed my whole cervix out. For a whole week, my man going to know that my man going to think that I had sex with somebody that day. Like I'm putting Nutribullets up my. No. So it might have turned into a one-hit wonder for her, because she knows that messing around with this dude is going to not only interfere with her relationship or her marriage, but maybe her emotions are tied to her sexual experiences too. So she expected, you know, she expected it to be good or good enough or whatever, but it turned out to be that. I mean, he put the man snapper on her. And she like, no, if I keep doing it with this guy, I'm going to be in trouble. One time, one and done. And he like, I know I tore that ass up. I know. The chick was bowing to me. Literally. Hola, Salima. Hola, Salima. But she went back to the lab and thought about it like, nope, I can't let him do it no more. So it turned into a one-hit wonder. He's wondering, why wouldn't she let me hit again? When I tried so hard, I did such a great job. We were having a good time. I know I enjoyed myself. She said that she enjoyed herself more than ever, and I don't get it. And she like, nah, that thing too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. We are talking about one-night stands and one-hit wonders. One-night stands and one-hit wonders, if you'd like to call into the show. Let me see if y'all got enough time to do that. Yep. I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-526-199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-526-199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-526-199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-526-199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 Get your shine, baby.
Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Some people have never had a one-night stand or a one-hit wonder or any of those types of things. Some people take their sexual experiences very, very seriously. So they're very prudent in their approach to who they share their body with. And there's nothing wrong with that. But tonight, we're talking about one-night stands and one-hit wonders. So you may have had a night where you fell victim to the pleasures of the flesh. Fell victim to the pleasures of the flesh. You saw somebody that you knew from high school and you always wanted to get with them all the way back since then. And even though they don't look as good to you now as they did then, they still look. There's a mission that needs to be accomplished. You get in bed with them. Y'all finally do it. And it's terrible. Matter of fact, it's terrible. It's terrible. T-U-R-B-U-L. Terrible. I would have said T-U-R-B-L-E, but some people would have thought that I was trying to spell treble. It was terrible. Terrible. Stacey White says, you don't suppose to tell your private business about how you and your woman get down or how you and your man get down. That's personal. There's too many snakes out here. Well, we're talking about one-hit wonders and one-night stands, so we're not talking about your man or your woman. But we are talking about a man or a woman. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So you may have had an experience one time or another back in the day at the end of your teens, in your teens, you know, when you was a wild flower back in your 20s, you know what I mean? Little wild flower. She had the hardest time you can imagine. I'm just saying. Shout out to New Birth. I'm just saying. Did you know that song Wildflower by New Birth, that wasn't their song? That wasn't their original song. That was a cover. They just did it to death. They just took the song and they Luther Vandross did. You know how Luther Vandross take a song and he make the song his own? You know what I mean? To the point like Superstar. Like, yo, the Carpenters don't need Superstar. They should never sing that shit again. Well, Karen Carpenter, rest in peace. But what Luther did with Superstar, New Birth did the Wildflower. Cause she's a lady. All right. Okay. Forward unto yawn says, I too have one night stand. I used to only one night stand. I had to hang clothes. I don't think I understand that. Says, I'm a very kind guy. If I hit someone, I wonder if I should hit them again. It is what it is. Narcissist. Wildflower was originally done by Rare Earth. Yeah. But you listen to their version, you're like, nah, man, New Birth got this. New Birth got this. They took that. There are some songs that are done so well that they can't be done over. Not correctly, you know. People still do it, but it's like you ain't gonna perfect that song. It is what it is. The original. It was the original. Like, can you imagine somebody trying to do You Give Good Love by Whitney Houston? Like,
We don't really, it's a great song, and if you're a great singer, you could probably, we don't really need that. That has to, that got to stay where it is. That has to stay where it is, you know? But yeah, so one hit wonder. You're wondering how come you never got a chance to get back at him. You never got another invite. There will be no round two. There won't be a sequel. That's it. Now you may know, you know what you did in order to veto that bill. But you thinking like, it wasn't that bad? Come on. Like I said, it's not even always a situation where it was bad. Sometimes guilt can make things into a one hit wonder. For example, if any of you have ever had sex with somebody you considered to be a friend, you may have been attracted to somebody that was a friend to you, but y'all were actually friends. So for years, y'all may have been secretly attracted to each other, but y'all never acted on that. No kissing, maybe some hugging, but no kissing, no going out, no whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden, one night y'all was getting drunk together, getting high, y'all was out together, whatever, and y'all wind up in the back of a car in a hotel room at one of y'all cribs, on the couch, on the bed, you know, on the floor, whatever, and y'all got it in. That may become a one-hit wonder because you may realize or think, like, I don't want to be your lover. Like, I don't know if I could be a lover to somebody who I know about other women being with, other men being with. You might feel that way. You might be like, yo, this person has come to me asking me about advice, asking me advice about this one he was dealing with, that one he was dealing with, this one she was messing with, and all of that. I can't be in no relationship with somebody I know that much about. It sounds weird, right? But that might be the way you feel. Like this, us entering an intimate relationship, a sexual relationship, a real romantic relationship is going to ruin our friendship. And I don't want to lose my friend. We ain't never doing it again. As a matter of fact, we're never going out drinking again. We not doing none of that. I'm not going to put myself in a position where this could ever happen again. And having sex with your friend might have kept you from being able to have a positive sexual experience. It might have been like, I don't even know if it was good because my head wasn't really right. Even though I was in the middle of it and I was doing it, I've always thought he or she was handsome or beautiful, but I never acted on it. And sometimes with some people, if they don't enter into a romantic relationship with somebody early on, then it fizzles out. Like, it's like, you can't do it now. You can't do it now. That's it. That's a rapidy rap. That's a rapidy rap. Y'all didn't talk much at all about this. I don't know. Okay. But it's all right. Nara says, New Birth did the same thing with Bobby Womack. I can understand it. Okay. Like when KC from Jodeci remade if you think you're lonely now, he did a hell of a job with it. But it was still Bobby Womack's. It was still his. You might like the KC version because he killed it. He did a good job. Same way that Rome Rome did with "That's the Way I Feel About You." He did a good job with it. And the girl any day. Yeah, I mean, you know, he did a good job with it. But that was Bobby Womack then. Because Bobby did just as good of a job. He did it right. He got it right. He got it right. Grits and wavy. Wavy and grits. I said grits and wavy. Wavy and grits. I said grits and wavy. Wavy and grits. I think you're coming on through when you know that you're the shh. Too bad you're coming up on the end. By the way, man, you know, like, for those of y'all who don't know, my Instagram account was hacked. I still haven't been able to get it right. They were supposed to be getting back to me about trying to reinstate the account. Whoever hacked my account, he changed my email, my password, even changed the username. So if somebody has been contacting you on my Instagram, asking you about Cash App and all that old bullshit, that is not me. Y'all know I do not talk money and getting people inboxes and be, look, come on now. That's some African. It's some African dude. It's definitely an African dude too. All right. Peace to Nigeria. Robbie Ming says, oh, happy birthday. All right. All right, well, we're going to do it then. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Queen Shanika Crowley. Shanika Crowley turned at 44 years old today. When I met her, she was just a baby. She was just a baby. And look at her now. A 44-year-old baby. Happy birthday to you. And also Malika Robinson turning 43 years old today. And also Latasha Muy Caliente Crowley. Crowley, not Crowley. All right. Turning 47 years old today. And Roger Crowder turning 70 years old today. And Shelly Hernandez, Shelly is a firecracker. Yeah, I mean, Shelly Hernandez, she looked totally white, but she claims to be Hispanic. Turning 44 years old today. And Denise Lopez turning 55 years old today. And Karen Melissa Hill, happy birthday to you. She also claims to be Hispanic, but she looked white. She looked totally white. And Beatrice Brewer. Turning 56 years old today. By the way, Karen Melissa Hill gets upset when people assume that she's white. She's like, they think I'm white. I've heard her say it online. Like, they think I'm white. That's why they coming at my neck like that. They don't know. I'm like, but your name is Karen and you look white. She says she black, but she looking white. She says she black, but she looking white. She look. Okay. Anyway, and Tina Demaray turning 33 years old today, and Deidre Barlow turning 54 years old today, and also my girl, Tyria Vita Legree, turning 52 years old today. We go all the way back to the 1982. Happy birthday to you, Vita. I want to say happy birthday. Oh, and last but not least, hold on. Last but not least, Tenny Monteiro turning 43 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. All of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious. April 5th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen, one night stand. It doesn't have to end your life. You don't have to play that way. One hit wonder. Well, you might be the one wondering, or somebody might be wondering about you, but the bottom line is y'all did it once and y'all ain't going to do it again. You have your reasons. They may have theirs. Y'all were unable to come together to decide to ever do it again. This is just adult stuff. That's all it is. This is just adult matter. This is just adult conversation. These are things that adults do. It ain't that big of a deal. You know, just because you've had a one-night stand or some one-night stands, it doesn't necessarily mean that you was all fast or that you was all out there or whatever. You live your life in chunks. You know where you've been and you know what you've done and you know where you go and you know what it's hitting for. You may do some things that are very different these days than they were back in the day when you didn't give certain things as much attention and thought as you do today. But nonetheless, you're still living this life. Now, hopefully, your one-night stands and one-hit wonders are behind you, because we're getting older now. We want to make sure that the relationships that we form are more established. We ain't trying to be out there shooting in the dark, searching for love, you know, hoping that somebody will get our heart jump-started again. You know what I'm saying? You know, think like a mini bike. Y'all remember having a mini bike? You may not have had one, but you may have known somebody who had a mini bike, and you had to pull that clutch. Mini bike is a fun thing. It gave way. The mini bike gave way to the four wheeler, the ATV, right there in the hood, baby. All right, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. Right back to life. And you know, So we will be back tomorrow night, hump day, for another Daily Go Get 'Em show. So, just hold it down until then. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope that y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So, with that being said, my blog talkers, let me get you.